옹 나모 바가바테 바수데바야 옹 나모 바가바테 바수데바야 옹 나모 바가바테 바수데바야 하레 크리스나 We want to start a new chapter, chapter 21, entitled Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord. We want to read the introduction. This chapter describes how Lord Vishnu, deciding to advertise the glories of Bali Maharaj, arrested him for not fulfilling his promise in regard to the Lord's third step. With the second step, the Supreme Personality of Godhead reached the topmost planet of the universe, Brahmaloka, which he diminished in beauty by the effulgence of his toenails. Thus, Lord Brahma, accompanied by great sages like Marichi and the predominating deities of all the higher planets, offered humble prayers and worship to the Lord. They washed the Lord's feet and worshiped him with all paraphernalia. Riksa Raja Jambabam played his bugle to vibrate the glories of the Lord. When Bali Maharaj was deprived of all his possessions, the demons were very angry. Although Bali Maharaj warned them not to do so, they took up weapons against Lord Vishnu. All of them were defeated, however, by order by Lord Vishnu's eternal associates. And in accordance with Bali Maharaj's order, they all entered the lower planets of the universe. Understanding Lord Vishnu's purpose, Garuda, the courier of Lord Vishnu, immediately arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. When Bali Maharaj was thus reduced to the helpless position, Lord Vishnu asked him for the third step of land. Because Lord Vishnu appreciated Bali Maharaj's determination and integrity, when Bali Maharaj was unable to fulfill his promise, Lord Vishnu ascertained that the place for him would be the planet Sutala, which is better than the planets of heaven. Text number one. I should read text 1, 2, and 3 myself, and then we do together number 4. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, when Lord Brahma, who was born of a lotus flower, saw the effulgence of his residence, Brahmaloka, has been reduced by the glaring effulgence from the toenails of Lord Bhamanadev, he approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Brahma. Now, Lord Brahma was accompanied by all the great sages headed by Marichi and by yogis like Sanandana. But in the presence of that glaring effulgence, O King, even Lord Brahma and his associates seemed insignificant. Text 2 and 3. Among the great personalities who came to worship the lotus feet of the Lord were those who had obtained perfection and self-control and regulative principles, as well as experts in logic, history, general education, and the Vedic literature known as Kalpa, dealing with all historical incidents. Others were experts in the Vedic corollaries like Brahma Samhita. All the other knowledge of the Vedas, Sama, Yaju, Rig, and Atharva, and also the supplementary Vedic knowledge, Ayurveda, Tanurveda, etc. Others were those who had been free from all reactions to fritic activities by transcendental knowledge awakened by practice of yoga. And still others were those who had obtained residence in Brahmaloka not by ordinary karma but by advanced Vedic knowledge. After devotedly worshipping the upraised lotus feet of the Supreme Lord with oblations of water, Lord Brahma, who was born of the lotus, emanating from Lord Vishnu's navel, offered prayers to the Lord. Texts 4, let's do it together. Come on. Datu kamandalu jalam tam uru kramasyam. Datu kamandalu jalam tam uru kramasyam. Pada vane jana pavitra tata. Tataya Narendra Padavane Jana Pavitra Tataya Narendra Swardunya Bumna Vasyasa Patatini Marstri. Lokam trayam bhagavato vishadeva kirti. Datu kamandalu jalam yat tad arukramasya. Padavane jana pavitra taya narendra. Swardunya bumna vasisa patatini marsti. Lokatrayam bhagavato vishadeva kirti. Datu kamandalu jalam taduru kramasya. Padavane jana pavitra taya narendra. Swardunya bumna vasisa patatini marsti. Lokap trayam bhagavato vishadeva kirti. Swardunya bumna vasasi sapatati marsi. Lokantraya. Datu kamandalu jalam kramasya. Lokam trayam bhagavato visadeva kirti. Matajis. Datu kamandalu jalam tam uru kramasya. Pavitrataya Narendra. Translation in purport of his English, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Dhatu of Lord Brahma Kamandalu Jalam, water from the Kamandalu, that Uru Kramasya of Lord Vishnu Pada Avaneyana Pavitrataya. Because of washing the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and thus being transcendentally pure, Nara Indra, O King Swarduni, the river named Swarduni of the celestial world, Abut, so became Navasi in outer space, Sa, that water, Patati, flowing down, Nimarsti, purifying Lokatrayam, the three worlds, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishada, so purified, Iva, just like Kirtihi, the fame of the glorious activities. Translation, O King, the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Bhamanadeva, who is known as Urukrama, the wonderful actor. Thus, that water became so pure that it was transformed into the water of the Ganges, which went flowing down from the sky, purifying the three worlds like the pure fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat, O King, the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Bhamanadeva, who is known as Urukrama, the wonderful actor. Thus that water became so pure that it was transformed into the water of the Ganges, which went flowing down from the sky, purifying the three worlds like the pure fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Here we understand that the Ganges began when the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Bhamanadeva. But in the fifth canto, it is stated that the Ganges began when Bhamanadeva's left foot pierced the covering of the universe, so that the transcendental water of the causal ocean leaked through. And elsewhere, it is also stated that Lord Narayan appeared as the water of the Ganges. The water of the Ganges, therefore, is a combination of three transcendental waters, and thus the Ganges is able to purify the three worlds. This is the description given by Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militan Janatas Mai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pakshastyadi Satarine Bancha kalpa tarubhya cha kripa sindubhya eva cha patita nam pavane vyo vaishnave vyo namo namaha. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Thank you for being here. so many wonderful teachings we can learn from the whole pastime of Bali Maharaj. So this chapter is entitled Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord, as we read in the first verses. when Lord Vamanadev gave the second step, he was, you know, going up, and the glaring effulgence that emanates from his toenails, he was so effulgent that the whole Brahma Loka was insignificant in comparison to that effulgence, or just the toenails of Lord Vamanadev. So Bali Maharaj, even that he's in the band of demons, you know, he's in the demoniac dynasty, but he's a devotee. He is a devotee even before he was arrested by the Lord. And the question is, how is that the Lord is arresting his devotee? You know? How is that possible that the Lord is arresting his devotee? So the acharyas explain that the reason why Bali Maharaj got arrested is because Lord Vamanadev wanted to show to the whole universe the tolerance of Bali Maharaj. So he wanted to make that point, the importance of that principle of tolerance. That's the reason why Bali Maharaj, Vamanadev arrested Bali Maharaj. As I said, so many things we can learn from the whole pastime. Everything starts with Guru Aparat. If we go back, how Indra didn't show respect to his Guru, and then the whole chaos, you know, came. And then there is another Guru incident with Sukacharya and Bali Maharaj. There is a lot of Guru Tattva in this whole pastime. First, Srila Rupa Goswami and Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion, they explain that for the execution of bhakti, especially for those who are sadhakas or who are practicing sadhana bhakti, there is 64 limbs or 64 angas. And the most important are the first three, which is Adhau Guru Pada Asraya. Adhau means beginning, Guru, spiritual master, Pada, lotus feet, Asraya means shelter. So the first one is to take shelter in the lotus feet of the Guru. And then Sri Krishna Dikshanam, from that Guru taking Diksha, or you start, you know, by taking shelter, Diksha, initiation. And then what it comes next? Adi Shikshanam. You get instructions. And he will engage you in service. So that's the beginning. Even that there is five very potent also limbs in devotional service, which is, you know, Sadhu, Sangha, Nama, Kirtan, Bhagavad, Saravanam, Mathura, Vas, Sri, Murti, Shevanam. To lead to association with the devotees, to chant the holy name, listen Bhagavatam, to live in association of the devotees, Sadhu Sangha, live in association with the devotees, and then serving the deities. But without the principle of Adau Guru Parasaya, it will take long time for you to figure out how to apply this properly. Because with the Guru, you know how to do Sadhu Sangha. And the Guru will explain you Bhagavad Sravanam. And the Guru will teach you how to live in the sacred land or Mathura Vash. And then the guru will engage you in deity worship. That's why the most important is Adhav Guru Pada Asraya. And this principle, that is how everything starts, because Indra didn't show respect to Brihaspati. And then another teaching of this whole pastime, which comes into Guru Tattva, is by not offering respect to the Guru, you fall down. But also, when the Guru is not bona fide, how to reject that spiritual master. And that is also shown in the pastime of Bali Maharaj and Sukracharya. In the Padma Purana and also Narahari Sakar, especially those two from these two sources, they explain the procedure and how to reject the spiritual master when the spiritual master is not favorable for one's execution of devotional service. It's not just that the spiritual master is doing something against the principle of devotional service and you reject him immediately. There is steps to follow. There is steps. According to Narahari Sakar, he explains that first you give him some time to rectify. If he does not rectify in that period of time, and then you approach him in a very submissive way and you inquire what's going on. And then if nothing happens, and then you just go away. According to Narahari Sakar. Anyway, going back to the pastime of Bali Maharaj, so many things, and then how many things are fulfilled just with one of Krishna's pastimes, you know, like all this discussion about Guru Tattva, the principle of charity, the Ganges is coming down, with one pastime, all these different things are going on, you know. This is Krishna. Krishna's qualities are manifest through his pastimes. So we can, have some glance, understanding of his qualities, some vision of his qualities through his pastimes. And in this particular pastime, Bali Maharaj, arrested by the Lord, he wanted to show the principle of tolerance. How his devotee Bali Maharaj is very tolerant. Prabhupada will say that in one of his purposes in the next texts, in the next verses. Prabhupada will mention that. And also the Acharyas explained that. So there are so many qualities that the devotee should develop in order to going forward in devotional life. So who is narrating this? Who is talking? Shukadev Goswami is narrating this pastime to Maharaj Parikshit. He says, O King. Shukadev Goswami is calling Maharaj Parikshit, O King. And the same Shukadev is an example of how the devotee should develop divine qualities. How is that possible? Bali Maharaj is an example of tolerance, and Shukadev Goswami is an example of compassion. How is that works? Because the quality of Krishna's compassion got the attention of Shukadev Goswami. Shukadev Goswami, before he became a Bhagavan realized, he was a Brahmanandi. There is Mayavadi and there is Brahmavadi. The Mayavadis, they completely negate the existence of the personality of Godhead. They're very offensive. The Brahmavadis, they realize the impersonal aspect of the Brahman, but they are not attracted to the personal aspect of God. But they are not offensive. That is Prabhupada explained us. So he was Brahma body. He was not attracted. He came out from the womb of his mother. He was completely distasteful from this material world, and he just left home. But Vyasadev wanted to teach Bhagavatam to Sukadev Goswami. And Vyasadev told his disciples, please go find Sukadev, and when you will find Sukadev, please recite these slokas. I will mention this later. And they will, you know, they went searching for Sukadev. It was very difficult to get Sukadev Goswami, because Sukadev Goswami is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. He was staying in one place just for the time that the cow was milk. He was just getting, or he was taking darshan, getting the milk, and then he was leaving. He was very, very renounced, and he didn't want to get caught in this material world. But when the disciples of Vyasadev, they got a chance to see, to find Sukadev Goswami, they recite this very beautiful sloka. Very beautiful sloka. It says, Aho bakijam stanakalakutam jigam sayayapa jayap api asadvi lebe gatindatrim ushitam tatonyat kambadayalun saranam brajema. What does that mean? Sachidanoi, Prabhu? Aho bakijam stanakalakutam jigam sayayapa apyasadvi lebem gatindatri uchitam tatonyat kambhadayalum saranam brajema. This text says that who can be more compassionate of Lord Krishna, that he awarded the position of a mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful, and she had prepared deadly poison to be sucked by her breast. Who can be most merciful than Krishna? When Sukadev heard this sloka, he said, I want to hear more. Who is that? And then they say, yes, your father has many, many things to tell you. Please go back. And then he went back to the ashram of Srila Vyasadev, and then Vyasadev narrated or imparted him the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Sukadev became so Bhagavan realized that even in some of his conversation with Maharaj Parikshit, he condemns the impersonal aspect of the Brahman realization. He's completely fixed up in his realization. So Krishna's showing to Bali Maharaj this quality of tolerance through Sukadev Goswami. We learn this magnificent quality of Krishna's compassion. And then what is, for example, for us, sadhakas? You know, I mentioned tolerance, but what is tolerance? So how do we understand this principle of tolerance? So tolerance is to remain calm or peaceful in unfavorable circumstances or situations or provocations. That's tolerance. And that's also so important principle that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikshastaka, you know, this was the third sloka, Trinada Pishunishana Tarori Vasha Hishnuda Amanina Manadinam Kirtaniya Sadahari. Unless we have tolerance, it will be very difficult for us to chant the holy name constantly, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this material world, we chant every day in the morning, Sansara Dhava Nala Lida Loka. This material world is a forest fire. It's a forest fire. And the spiritual master is the fireman, you know, the one who's put water and extinguish the fire. That's the spiritual master. But he says that we should call out for help in a very, helpless state of mind. Unless we are not in that state of mind of feeling ourselves helpless, that our only shelter is Krishna, we won't take fully shelter in Krishna. And also Krishna showed this principle in one of his pastimes. There is a very beautiful pastime when after Krishna or Balaram, they kill this demon Pralambasura. The Kamsa have sent some spies to Vrindavan to keep searching for Krishna and Balaram because Kamsa knew that Krishna was the son of Devaki, who was predicted that he will get killed by Krishna. Krishna was having fun with the cowherd boys and the cows in Vrindavan, and then some of the cows went a little far away looking for food, looking for grass, and then the cowherd boys, they were searching for the cows. And then Krishna also, he went on top of one hill and took his pitambar, one of his flute, and he started calling for the cows. The cows were far away in the forest. And then suddenly, a blazing fire started to burn in the forest. And started to surround the cows and the cowherd boy. So, and the fire was so heavy. It was blazing fire. And then the cowherd boy, in a very helpless condition, they didn't have anyone besides Krishna as his only shelter. They said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahavira. Krishna, oh you the most powerful one. He Rama, Amogha Vikrama. Oh Rama, you whose power is never stopped. Krishna, Krishna, Tapagni Dahyaman. This forest fire is burning us. And then they said the last verse. Prapanam stratum arhata. We are completely surrendered. Prapanam. Stratum arhata. Please save us. The Acharyas explain, this Vanasya Gavarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, they explain that unless we are completely prapanam, completely surrender, you know, so we don't feel ourselves, we won't feel ourselves helpless. They were completely surrendered to Krishna. That's why they have the right to call out for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahaviram, He Rama, Amogha Vikramam. Krishna, Krishna, Davagnina, Dahyamam, Prapana Stratun, Arhata. They were completely surrendered. Please, we don't have anyone else as our Lord. You are our only Lord. And then, one cowherd boy, another cowherd boy said, Krishna, certainly your own friends shouldn't be destroyed. O knower of the nature of all things, we have accepted you as our Lord, and we are souls surrendered unto you. What did Krishna do to help the cowherd boys? Before Krishna swallowed the fire, something very, because Krishna, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, he's an actor. He does things in a very sweet way. Close your eyes. Krishna told the cowherd boy, please close your eyes. And the cowherd boy was saying, but we are burning and you are asking us to close our eyes. This is crazy. And then one cowherd boy tell to the others, they say, Krishna, he knows many mantras. He knows many tricks. And some mantras has to be saying privately, secretly. So we should close, he knows what he's doing. And then they close their eyes. Another commentators, they say that the reason also is that previous to this pastime, Krishna have eaten dirt. And he got chastised at Mother Yasoda. So Krishna didn't want the cowherd boys to see him eating fire. Because he will get in trouble with Mother Yasoda. That's why he asked them, close your eyes. And then they close their eyes. And then we know the pastime, as I described in the Bhagavatam, Krishna swallowed this forest fire. And then when they, you know, remove their hands from their eyes, Krishna also did something very wonderful, another thing very wonderful. Krishna took all the cowherd boys and the cows to the Bandira tree. Because Krishna knew they were suffering of too much hot, you know, or very, unfortunate situation. Krishna took all the cowherd boys to the Bandira tree for them to be cooling, fresh, under the taking shade under the Bandira tree. This is wonderful. So Krishna is waiting for us. Krishna is waiting for us to call out like Krishna, Krishna Mahaviram. Krishna is waiting for us to feel ourselves completely prapanam, completely surrendered. This material world is a forest fire. And we chant that every day. If we just, as I said, stick to the process, especially the principle of Guru Tattva very nicely. Krishna, to the cowherd boys, he was present there and he saved them personally. But in our case, if we are sadhakas, he will purify ourselves gradually. Gradually. We just need to stick in the process, chant nicely, to remain in association of devotees, to avoid the offenses, to respect the senior devotees, listen Bhagavatam, listen lectures, engage in devotional service, do not criticize others, to be very introspective in our life, you know, very introspective in our life, chant very sincerely. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. That was excellent. Every bit of it. It's one of the best classes I've ever heard.
Thank you very much.
I liked everything you said. You're making that point about, very nice, I like, you know, very nice point, you know, many points, about how the 64 limbs of devotional service, the first five have to do with taking shelter of the guru, and how that's even more important than those other, you know, the five limbs of devotional service, which you mentioned, and you gave the Sanskrit for. Because we don't even, without the direction of the guru, we won't know how to engage those. So I never thought of that before, but that was a very good point. So every morning we're singing, you know, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. So, and we've heard Prabhupada say that, you know you're making, getting the mercy of the spiritual master. You don't have to, like sometimes you would say, you don't have to ask somebody for a certificate if you're advancing in devotional service, you know. Just, and you give the example, the analogy, just like a hungry person, when he eats nutritious edibles, he doesn't have to go around asking people, am I, is my hunger satisfied now? No, he knows it. He feels the strength, he feels the satisfaction of the hunger. So that's, you know, so I guess it's one way in which we know if the spiritual master is pleased with us, we'll experience that. And I've also heard it said that, you know, devotees would ask, how do we know if we're pleasing you, Prabhupada, if your immediate authorities are pleased, then we also can understand that we're pleasing you. So what about this situation where you're not feeling that, you're not necessarily feeling anything special, you're just feeling like an ordinary person, but your immediate authority is pleased with you. You know, immediate authority is expressed that they're pleased with you. Should you take it that you are pleasing your spiritual master and that it's just, you know, your devotional service just needs to mature a little bit further and then the experience will be there as well? Or should we take it that that immediate authority doesn't know what they're talking about? Or, you know, because, I mean, this is, how do we understand this point about, you know, cause how we're advancing?
Well, yeah, it's... actually, if we are doing everything properly, we should know ourselves what is our next step to do. If we don't know what is the next step that we should do in our spiritual life, it's because something is not going on right. And then we should approach the guru, the senior devotees, to know what should do, what we should do. And also, yes, definitely, according to the, especially in ISKCON, that the system, how Prabhupada founded this movement, it works like that. We have our spiritual masters, and then we have the immediate authorities who are representing the spiritual master, and by pleasing them, we're pleasing the guru. Definitely, it works like that. There is so many letters that Prabhupada sends to his disciples, and Prabhupada emphasized a lot, especially the spirit of cooperation. So a spirit of cooperation. This is a very important point. You know, even if we have different opinions or different way of doing something, we should know the art of cooperate. It's not because I think different or I have this way of doing different. Okay, no, we should cooperate.
So if I've understood you correctly, you're saying that if we're at all in doubt about whether or not we're making advancement, if it's not completely clear to us and we don't know what the next step is, then we should approach more advanced devotees and seek evaluation.
Yes.
And get, you know, perhaps guidance.
There is I couldn't speak too much. I couldn't speak about the Ganges because the text Prabhupada mentioned about the Ganges. But another principle of mercy. Yes, Krishna is like Krishna doesn't know how to walk, or he doesn't know how to give the step that he make a hole, you know, in the universe, and then the water comes. He did it because he wanted to bring the Acharyas explained that. He wanted to bring the Ganges Dao to give mercy to the conditioned souls. So we gotta see it like that. It's the principle of mercy. And the Ganges comes to the upper planetary systems first, and then there is another pastime how it comes down to this material world. But that's the principle of mercy. Mercy, it's by taking bath in the Ganges, or even by mention just the word Ganges, we get purified. Prabhu?
Some work. Were mentioning about Bali Maharaj rejecting Guru and what came to my mind, because he said we can learn so many things, like a question. We never heard that after he rejected his Guru, he accepted another Guru.
He has Vamanadeva right there. He's the Supreme Guru. Going to the first part of your comments, It's explained that actually Vamanadev was so pleased with Vali Maharaj that one of the reasons why also he came and, you know, the whole pastime of Vali got arrested is because Vamanadev wanted to have the association, the companion of Vali Maharaj in Sutala. Vamanadev wanted to serve Vali Maharaj. See? That's why when Durvasa Muni was chased by the Sudarshan Chakra, and he went to see Lord Vishnu, what did Lord Vishnu said? Asha Tantra say, I am not independent. So Lord Vishnu himself, he's completely dependent on his devotees. So that is our God, you know. He's so merciful. So merciful. That he wanted to serve Vali Maharaj. Yeah. So going back to the second part. Yeah, definitely we need, this is Sampradaya Vihinaste, Mantraste, Nisphalemata. So if the mantra is not given in any of the sampradayas, so the mantra doesn't have any effect. It takes time. It will take a lot of time. But we need to be linked. It's good, I know, it's good to show, you know, we think, okay, I go straight Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta, I don't need someone else. We might think I'm showing my love to Prabhupada by thinking or acting like that, but actually it's not. Prabhupada himself took a spiritual master. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which is Prabhupada's guru, took a spiritual master. Even today we celebrate Madhvacharya, which is a great, great acharya. Madhvacharya, he took a spiritual master. Everybody who wants to, you see, get into bhakti, you know, take a spiritual master. It's simple. Of course, living a spiritual master. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.